welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking to two Zimbabwean women who are taking up their studies here in the United States, but were at the Harvard Africa Business Conference in Boston. The conference was looking at attracting Africans in the diaspora to have a more effective role in reviving their economies back in Africa. The conference, running under the theme, A More Inclusive Africa, The Pursuit of Progress for All, ended in Boston, Massachusetts on Sunday last week. We now caught up with the two young women to introduce themselves and tell us exactly how they found the conference and what they would like to do with the knowledge they gained from this conference.
My name is Magabongo Ngulube. I'm from St. Catherine University and I'm a third-year student. And I'm actually from Zimbabwe and I was studying at Convent before I came here.
Hi, my name is Tino Daisha Mandevu and I'm a third-year student at St. Catherine University. I'm an international student from Zimbabwe. And my major is economics and a minor in biochemistry.
You are at the Harvard Africa Business Conference 2015.
I'll start off with you, Maka. What's your takeaway?
Well, the first thing that I've learned, and I'll say something that I've just taken away from one of the panel sessions that we had, is that for regional integration to happen in Africa, in terms of politics, governments have to think about monetary policy and letting go of the sovereignty that comes with it. And really, it is a huge challenge, and it is really something, a fundamental questions that governments should be considering.
And what is your view, Tino Daisha? How effective are such conferences?
I think I'd have to agree with Maka. I think the recurring theme that I've been seeing throughout all the sessions I've been in is the need to create a policy that facilitates that movement across regions. And that helps everything and feeds into everything, whether it's healthcare, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's trade, whether it's agribusiness. I think there's really that need at this point to kind of let go and open up to other countries.
What's your takeaway, Maka, from this conference? This is Harvard Business School. This is an Ivy League school. What did you hope to get from here, and did you get it?
I've absolutely gotten a wholesome experience. First of all, it's been a great experience meeting the students here. We've met a lot of students who are in different fields, ranging from the Kennedy School, which is across the street, and some students here were studying law and MBA programs, and most of them show a different drive that you don't get in different areas, and it's very encouraging.
And, you know, do you have a different view, or what's your takeaway from this conference?
I think my takeaway really more than anything is that it's possible, that it's all your dreams and all your hopes and whatever you hope to achieve is doable. And by meeting people who have done it or are in the process of doing it or who are actively pursuing it really gives us that encouragement that don't just think about it, but go out and do it.
You say that you went to Convent in Zimbabwe, Maka. To someone listening out there, they will say, okay, maybe Maka had it good. She went to Convent and now she's at St. Catherine's in Minnesota and now she's at Harvard. How can I, you know, have a dream and, you know, do exactly what Maka did? I'm in the rural area, somewhere in Chipinge, somewhere, you know, way down under in Binga. How can I make it?
You know, I think that it's a process and you have to be open. And honestly speaking, when I got the opportunity at Convent, it was a time where people just didn't get the opportunity. I was told that you're not Catholic, you cannot do it. And I was told that there's 345 other students and we only need 36. And really, when I thought about it, I was like, I don't have a chance. But the honest truth is that when you go out there and you set your mind to doing something, pursue it, fight for it, be fierce and aggressive, and it will come your way.
And to know, what's your story that can inspire somebody listening out there? They are out in the rural area or they may be in the urban area, but what's your story that can inspire somebody?
I think it's very ironic that you'd ask that question, Marvelous, because I think my story is that for us to be here at this conference, we started from nothing. Because people look at us and say, oh, they're wealthy, they could fly in from Minnesota and attend this conference. But really, we worked very, very hard. And we fundraised all our money. We fundraised $2,000 by ourselves. Three girls with nothing going on for them, nothing special about them, no special endowments, but just motivation and hard work. And so I encourage everyone to work hard. Don't be afraid of hard work. Every opportunity is wrapped around in hard work to confuse you. So don't get distracted and go for what you want.
And in wrapping up, what's the way forward, especially for Zimbabwe and for young women?
Well, first of all, for women, don't lose hope. There's opportunities out there that you need to go out and take. And just because someone else hasn't done it or hasn't tried it should not at all deter you. Just go for it.
And to note in closing.
I think in closing, maybe not a message for women particularly, but I just want to encourage everyone to take a risk, to not be afraid to take a risk and to just put yourself out there because you have no idea what's in store for you. And as long as you step out of your comfort zone, you can get that experience that you need.
Thank you, Makabongwe Gulube and Tinoda Ishe Mandevu for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.